Rudy's Angel. I walked into the grocery store, not particularly interested in buying groceries. I wasn't hungry. It was very painful to lose my husband after 37 years of happy marriage. And this grocery store had so many sweet memories. Rudy often came with me, and almost every time he'd go off and look for something special. Later, I'd always spot him walking down the aisle with the three yellow roses in his hands. Rudy knew I loved yellow roses. I was so sad, and I only wanted to buy my few items and leave. Standing by the meat, I remembered how Rudy had loved his steak. Suddenly, a woman came beside me. She was lovely in her light green dress. I watched as she picked up a large pack of T-bone steaks, dropped them in her basket, hesitated, and then put them back. She turned to go and once again reached for the steaks. She saw me watching her, and she smiled. "My husband loves T-bones, but at these prices, I'm not sure we can afford them." I swallowed the emotion down my throat and met her eyes. "My husband passed away 8 days ago," I told her, glancing at the package in her hands. I tried not to cry. "Buy him the steaks and cherish every moment you have together." She nodded her head, and I saw the love in her eyes as she placed the package in her shopping cart and wheeled away. I turned and pushed my cart to the dairy products. There I stood, trying to decide what to buy. I finally decided and moved on to the ice cream section. I placed the ice cream in my cart and looked down the aisle toward the front. I saw first the green dress, then recognized the pretty lady coming towards me. In her arms, she carried a package. On her face was the brightest smile I had ever seen. She came closer. I saw what she held, and tears filled my eyes. "These are for you," she said, and placed three beautiful yellow roses in my arms. "When you go through the line, they will know these are paid for," she said. I wanted to tell her what she'd done, what the roses meant. But still, unable to speak, I watched as she walked away. I looked down at the beautiful roses and found it almost unreal. How did she know? Suddenly, the answer seemed so clear. I wasn't alone. "Oh, Rudy, you haven't forgotten me, have you?" I whispered with tears in my eyes. He was still with me, and she was his angel.